Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Jerry Varmish. Authorities in Texas are still searching for a motive in Saturday's mass shooting at a shopping mall near Dallas.
8 people were killed and 7 others wounded before the gunman clad in body armor was shot and killed by police.
See a lot of people running, and we are wondering, like, what's happening?
You see this in movies, you see this, like, on TV and stuff, but this is real life.
The 33-year-old gunman who was shot and killed by police is described as a Hispanic male. Investigators believe he acted alone. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden says the time is now for gun legislation, including banning assault weapons and enacting universal background checks. Biden also took a swipe at Republicans, saying, quote, tweeted thoughts and prayers are not enough. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants Chief Justice John Roberts to establish a code of conduct for the Supreme Court.
He can announce that the court will be subject to at least the minimal standards that apply to all other federal judges.
Durbin on CNN State of the Union said, quote, history is going to judge Roberts on actions he takes or doesn't take regarding recent financial controversies. 7 are confirmed dead and a dozen others injured after a driver plowed into a crowd of migrants in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas on Sunday. Police Lieutenant Martin Sandoval says the suspect was arrested and charged with reckless driving, and more charges are likely. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says his state's Republican-backed 12-week abortion ban creates numerous obstacles, not only for women, but for clinics and doctors.
It's going to prevent many women from getting abortions at any time during their pregnancy because of the obstructions that they have put here.
The Democrat told CBS's Face the Nation he would veto the bill if it's brought to his desk, but acknowledged the Republican supermajority in the state legislature could override his veto. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden's approval rating has hit a career low, 36%. That's according to the latest ABC News Washington Post poll, which reflects a 6 percentage point drop from February. It also shows that roughly a third of Americans think the 80-year-old has the physical health to serve effectively. Meantime, 44% of respondents view former President Trump as too old for the job. One gym is offering a plan that many teens probably can't refuse.
On their break from hitting the books, teens can hit up any one of Planet Fitness's gyms to boost their physical and mental well-being all summer long for free. It's the High School Summer Pass program during Mental Health Awareness Month. The annual program open to teens ages 14 to 19. They can register now before free club access starts on May 15th. Those under 18 have to sign up with a parent or guardian. I'm Corey Myers.
Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 scored more than $110 million in its domestic debut this weekend. It also ended the four-week dominance of the Super Mario Bros. Movie at the top of the box office. The video game adaptation had more than $18 million, good enough for second place. Fresh off their coronation, King Charles III and Queen Camilla made a surprise taped appearance on American Idol Sunday night, along with panel members Lionel Richie and Katy Perry. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This is why we pursue the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Thank you for joining in. Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. Nina May is going to be joining us. She's the author, political commentator, and film producer who was there on January the 6th. We're talking about January 6th and some of these sentences that are coming down. She's the founder and chair of the Renaissance Women, which is an educational nonprofit foundation with international and production training programs and opportunities for internships on media projects. She is the creator of Emancipation, Revelation, Revolution. And this is a documentary that we'll talk about in just a few moments as well. Nina, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, great. How are y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing good here. You know, just I thought it was time to, as some of these sentences are starting to come down very heavy recently on the Proud Boys, it's time to, you know, get a look-see of where we are on this, because people are still a bit confused, Nina, that it seems that all things conservative are coming under an intense level of scrutiny. And, of course, it's difficult when, these people are being indicted in D.C. D.C. is highly prejudiced towards the Democrats, and they have bought hook, line, and sinker into the narrative of what this was, the difference between a protest and an insurrection. The language of insurrection is still being used out there, I believe, rather haphazardly, convenient for a particular narrative, but dangerous nonetheless.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think what they've tried them with is seditious conspiracy, which is kind of interesting because conspiracy means that it takes more than one person. I mean, you have to conspire, and they didn't really have any proof that there was a plan to do what they did. I mean, there was no evidence it actually did happen, but was there a conspiracy to do it? Mm-hmm. And it's a conspiracy to overthrow the government. So you do have this one fellow, I can't remember his name, but he's the one that stood up. He was this small kind of black man. He stood up and he said, "Let's burn this mother effer down." And he said it in front of a crowd. So that would be more of a seditious conspiratorial act than it was for people to just be sort of caught in a crowd of people. And I just need to make it clear that we were there because we had our film crew there.
Of course.
And documenting what was going on, because that's what we do.
Well, you talk about this one black man that was yelling. You also have Ray Epps, who's conveniently ignored. And we still are questioning, okay, in terms of conspiracy, can an FBI agent be part of that conspiracy?
Well, not only that, but can the media be a part of it? Because there were two major, major news outlets that signed contracts that morning with a photographer, a videographer, at 10 that morning, paying them tens of thousands of dollars to get, and I am using quote marks with my fingers, to get the footage of the riot. This is 10 in the morning. No one was even on the Capitol at that time. How did they know there was going to be riots? If that's not a conspiracy, I don't know what is. And it's a conspiracy that they knew was going to take place, or an act that they knew that was going to take place in the Capitol, which would also qualify it to be a part of a seditious act. So you're right. There are a lot of questions about why these people are being charged, but the Antifa people that were attacking the White House, burning the church, trying to pull down the Statue of Lafayette, nothing happened to them. In fact, if anything, they were encouraged by people like Kamala Harris, who were not so much with that group, but for another group of Antifa people. I can't remember where they were. She was trying to raise money for them to get out of jail, to bail.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Bail,
right.
And encouraging them to stay out on the streets and be riotous and basically breaking the law. Why isn't she a seditious conspiratorial girl?
Right. Exactly.
Why isn't she?
No. And the thing is, after everything is all said and done, then they paint up the asphalt there and the roads leading, you know, to the Capitol, you know, with BLM and all that. So it's like, wait a minute, what is all this about? I mean, it's clear there's been
behavior.
Exactly.
The message in rewarding bad behavior that, gee, bad behavior is okay. Okay, great. Next time my guy is being challenged by something, I'm going to get behind him and say that we support our guy. No, you can't do that because you're on the wrong team then, and we will throw your butt in jail, which they did.
Right.
And I'm thankful at least that the footage has come out so that they can use that as evidence that there was a lot of other things going on behind the scenes, especially as it dealt with the FBI.
Well, I know you're not an attorney, but I'm sure you've looked into this, as I have, and that is, how can exculpatory evidence be withheld? I think you're going to end up in a situation where a lot of these sentences are thrown out because of what was held back. But I don't think that those sentences are going to be thrown out in a D.C. court. It's going to have to be, up the chain.
They have to be appealed. Yeah, they have to be appealed in a different area. Probably Virginia. Mm-hmm. I would think Virginia is the closest. I can't remember. Is that the 7th District? I can't remember which one that is. But, they need to appeal it for sure because it sets a bad precedent because it's absolutely at odds with the First Amendment. In fact, Thomas Jefferson even saw that when they had the Alien Sedition Act, what was it, like 1798 or something, to basically prohibit anyone speaking out against President Adams because there was a war going on or something like that. But Thomas Jefferson, when he got to be president, he said, this is ridiculous. This is totally at odds with the First Amendment. It's absolutely unconstitutional. Let's get this thing out of there. And then he exonerated the people that were actually in prison or sitting in jail. So it's a matter of interpretation at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does that mean? Let's take it to the nth degree. A seditious conspiracy, that's a conspiracy to overthrow the government. Well, that happens every 2 years or every 4 years when you have an election.
Right.
You're not allowed to speak out against elected officials. That would mean that every single incumbent that is sitting in office right now would never have to face an election, because to have an election against him would be a conspiracy to unseat him. Would that be sedition? I mean, do you see how this is such a slippery slope with Iran right now?
Right, exactly. But you see, this has irritated, you know, particularly the Democratic Party, intensely over the years, and it has grown in terms of its anti-sentiment and free speech. Mm-hmm. I mean, down to the point that they're willing to hire thought police. You know, they want to control your thoughts.
That's my point. That's exactly what's happening here, and this should strike fear in the hearts of every freedom-loving American, because it really is at the heart of your free speech rights, which are guaranteed, and your rights to freedom of assembly and to redress your government if you don't like what they're doing. That's all part of the First Amendment. I mean, they've thrown the First Amendment under the bus on this. And it's a very frightening act that they've done here.
Well, it makes you wonder all the more what's behind the curtain. You know, what was hidden from the American people that has one party, the Democratic Party, so insistent. I mean, there's very little middle ground here, Nina, that I see, to where, you know, you can have people. I mean, you start to have a little bit of break where, you know, even the Democrats are saying, look at, this was a little weird, the 2020 election. So there is some falling away. You even have Democrats, lifelong Democrats, saying, I can't I can't stand with this party any longer for any one of many reasons. But this just adds to the sentiment of it, and that is that who wants to be part and parcel of something that lacks integrity?
Exactly. And the point we've made, and we made it with our our documentary, is that the Democrat Party is still the party of slavery, still the party of oppression, is still the party of anti-free speech, and it's always been that way. And it was the party of slavery. The Republican Party was founded as the abolitionist party.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't know that. Republicans don't even know that. So they don't know how to have this discussion about...
We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More
silver
from 9
has always
this.
Been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Recent reports reveal that the Taliban could be funneling American money into their own pockets, further funding their devastating campaign against the country's Christians. However, we are still working in the region, using powerful radio broadcasts to share the gospel with those who are in desperate need of hope. In an area of such extreme persecution, radio may be the only way for many people to learn about the saving love of Christ. The Tide Ministry radio show, Window of Love, is continuing to reach the lost in Afghanistan and the surrounding region. Join us in praying that many Pashto and Dari-speaking people will be drawn to Jesus through these culturally relevant gospel presentations in their own language. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people who may have very limited access to the good news of Christ in their own language, visit the Tide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is Bill Bill Martinez. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Nina May continues with us. She's the author, political commentator, film producer, who was there at Ground Zero on January the 6th. And we're going to talk, she mentioned her latest video, Emancipation, Revelation, Revolution. Nina, you touched on this, you know, some of the things that you have brought out in this documentary. Why did you have to produce this?
Because I, as a Republican, was tired of being called a racist, and I was tired of the RNC not standing up for us and even knowing what their history is about and saying, no, excuse me, let me tell you what the racist party truly is, and it's the Democrat Party. It all lays at their feet. I would, as I'm talking, have someone go to errrvideo.com. That's our website. Scroll down to about the third row, and you'll see a picture there of Joe Biden holding hands with a former member of the KKK, Robert Byrd, mm-hmm. who was a Kliegel, a grand Kliegel of the KKK, because the Democrat Party founded the KKK. It was their terrorist arm. Talk about sedition.
Yeah, right.
Terrorist arm of their party after they lost the Civil War. Well, what was the Civil War about? It was about slavery. They left the country and started their own country on the whole issue of slavery. They had their own president, their own currency, their own constitution, their own laws and rules and regulations. The biggest one is anyone that wants a slave can keep a slave. The Northerners, the Republicans at that point, had said, no, we've outlawed slavery. You cannot have slavery. And, we're going to keep this nation together. So they not only founded the KKK, they divided the nation on a war to keep slavery alive. They instituted the Jim Crow laws not to keep blacks from voting, but to keep Republican blacks from voting, because at that time, every single black was a Republican because Lincoln was the great emancipator. So it goes to reason that they would be, they'd say, oh my gosh, these are the guys that saved us out of slavery. Of course we're going to be Republicans.
Right.
And it never stopped with the Democrats forcing oppression on a divided nation. They were the ones that instituted all the segregation laws. They kept the country totally segregated. They're still for segregation.
Right.
I mean, anyway, so that's what it's all about. I would encourage anyone that's real curious about what it is to be a Republican and maybe you've been intimidated by it, go to errrvideo.com and you can see it. You can also see the sequel, which is called Reparations, Who Should Pay. Mm-hmm. That's huge for us to be talking about because I say, yeah, let's have reparations, but every dime should be paid by the Democrat Party. Not one Republican should have to pay a dime to undo what this party, this racist party, did through the years. And they still are the racist party.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, it almost echoes when you say, if you have a slave, you can keep your slave, echoes Barack Obama. If you have a doctor, you can keep your doctor, right?
Right.
I mean, it's interesting how, you know, some of the language, you can fast forward, many decades, and it still comes out the same. The other thing, like you and I talked about reparations, is how do you offer reparations to the 600,000-plus Americans who died, in order to, get rid of slavery? You know,
right.
are they not more deserving?
Yes.
Or as deserving, if you want to have that conversation?
Well, let's even take it current. I can't understand how any black can be a part of the party of slavery. I don't understand
yes.
it. How can you be a Democrat? And that goes back to the point that people don't know their history.
Right.
We have no idea. If you go to the DNC website, there's a whole block of history about 100 years that's missing in there because they didn't have a black congressman for 100 years after the Civil War. The Republicans, on the other hand, had 23 right after the war, 23 black Republicans and several black senators. But the point is that they immediately were politically involved and every single one of them involved in the Republican Party. And look at what the names they call, the Democrats call the Republican blacks today. I mean, look at how they treat Clarence Thomas, and they treated Condi Rice and Colin Powell and the names that they were called. And they got away with it.
Mm.
That's what's amazing. I just can't imagine a black Democrat sitting there going, whoa, wait, that's a bridge too far for me. I
right.
might not agree with his politics, but you can't call her Aunt Jemima, for goodness
right.
sake.
Exactly.
You can't call him Uncle Tom, for goodness sake.
Right.
But they did, and guess what? They got away with it because the media is all in bed with the Democrat Party.
No doubt. Yeah, it's all one big cabal. There's no doubt about it. And the other thing, you know, you haven't even mentioned abortion. You know, 40% of the abortions have been perpetrated upon black babies. And it's single-handedly the Democratic Party. I mean, why would any black politician or black person that has any love of life side with this, you know, with this party? I mean, this is evil.
It really is evil. My dear friend Alveda King talks about that all the time and challenges, you know, people in the black community. Why are you allowing this to happen? You're being... They've created a genocide against you. So, again, it's the same party doing exactly the same thing. It's just a different technique, and they're not called on it.
No. Yeah, it is.
Like with people like Alveda.
Well, yeah, and it's amazing that they, as you say, that they've been able to rewrite history on everything. I mean, even like the war on poverty. I was talking with Bob Woodson, you know, a couple of years ago, and he's going to come back, and it's going to be great to have another visit with him.
He's an ER.
Yeah, and we talked specifically about the war on poverty in the mid-60s, as you know. And, of course, it was all brought around, you know, to the Southern Democrats by the famous words of, you know, then-Senator Lyndon Johnson, who said, look it, you know, we got to pass this. If we pass this, we'll have those ends voting for us for the next 100 years, right? And this was all a ruse. I mean, just like Obamacare, after everything, if you look at the numbers, post all this money that we put into Obamacare, a war on poverty, like I was talking with Bob Whitson, I said, Bob, look, we've spent almost $30 trillion since the mid-60s on the war on poverty. And look what we've done. You know, it's nothing. It's nothing. And I asked him, I said, why is that? He said, Bill, you got to understand, there's at least 70% of that money goes to black bureaucrats.
Yep,
so it's like,
absolutely.
So wait a minute. So help me out. I said, help me out here. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but like the same thing when slavery entered in, it was blacks capturing blacks, selling blacks,
right?
You know, to nations. So it was their own kind putting them into slavery, selling them off for their own personal gain. Okay. And so now what do you have? You have a modern form of it. You still got blacks saying, oh, everything's fine for me. I mean, you look back in the history of, you know, Kamala Harris or you look in, you know, Michelle Obama, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they found a way, their parents found a way to carve out a niche for them that they were well taken care of. And these young girls were taken care of, all went well for them. But yet they try and give you a story like as if they came from, you know, they came from the hood.
Right, right, exactly. Well, the whole thing about welfare is it's basically a virtual plantation that blacks are on today. There's no walls, there's no gates or anything, but there's certain restrictions. I mean, you can't, I don't know if they've changed this, but for many, many years, you couldn't have a man in the house. You couldn't have, to receive your welfare, you had to get the man out of the house, even if it was the father of your children and you were married.
Right.
And so they were dividing the families.
Exactly
the way they did during slavery. They were always dividing the families and saying, oh, you're going to take this son because he's big and strong, but you can have the daughters, or, you know, I want her because she's a good breeder. I mean, they're looking at it that way still to this day, and they're never called on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredibly racist. And the whole thing about the low expectations of a soft bigotry of low expectations is one of the biggest insults ever to the black community, but there's never any pushback on it. For example, oh, well, poor blacks, they can't get an ID, a picture ID. They just don't have the ability to figure out how to get a picture ID. Are you kidding me? Is that the biggest insult that you've ever heard of in your entire life? And the question is, how do you even function in the society today without a picture ID?
Yeah.
You're basically saying that they've never been on a plane. They've never opened a bank account. They've never taken a book out of a library. They've never bought beer at 7-Eleven. I mean, wherever you have to do an ID.
Exactly.
That means you would not even be a part of society.
It's an insult, and blacks continue to just take the insult. It's amazing because they've been taught to be quiet, or they'll lose their money, right?
Right.
As if it's entitled, you know, that they somehow deserve it, and we the people need to continue to pay for them. But what's lost in the process? You think about how much talent has been wasted along the way, Nina? Amazing.
Exactly.
It's enough to break your heart. Nina May has been with us. Thank you, Nina. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah, bless you guys.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. Authorities in Texas are still searching for a motive to Saturday's mass shooting, where 8 people were killed at a shopping mall near Dallas. Authorities identified the gunman as a 33-year-old Hispanic man, and they believe the shooter acted alone. President Biden condemned the shooting, calling it, quote, the latest act of gun violence to devastate our nation. 7 people are confirmed dead and a dozen others injured after a driver plowed into a crowd of migrants in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. The crash happened early Sunday at a bus stop near the shelter for migrants in the border city. Former President Trump won't testify at his New York civil rape trial. His attorneys did not meet Sunday's judge-mandated deadline to request that he testify in his own defense. Closing arguments are expected on Monday. Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We got the one and only Dr. George Barna. Yes, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. He joins us now. Hey, George, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Good to be back with you.
Well, good to be here to talk about the first post-pandemic study that is showing us some significant changes in the religious beliefs and behaviors of U.S. adults.
Yeah, it's really interesting because normally you don't see significant changes in people's beliefs or spiritual behaviors. It's pretty much locked in once you become an adolescent or teenager. You get into a routine, you buy into it, and it rarely changes very much, if at all, the rest of your life. But what I do know from all the research I've done over the years is that change happens when people are in pain or crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And the pandemic represented that for tens of millions of people. They didn't know what to make of it. Their life routines were turned upside down. Their relationships changed. Their ideas changed. The media they were exposed to changed. So there were so many major shifts that were taking place. There were even a lot of spiritual changes. So this is an unusual period of time. And now that we've gotten through all the lockdowns and the masks and all the other nonsense, and we're kind of reestablishing a new routine, it's interesting to see how much of our spiritual lives has changed during that 3-year period.
Exactly. Well, before we get to the spiritual, let's address culturally the shift that took place, because, you know, we talk about it in terms of, you know, the direct pain and suffering that people went through, you know, post-COVID. In the truth, the nasty thing about the truth, by those that want to bend it, they cannot, they can't deny the fact that the truth is coming out, and some of these lies are being exposed, and I believe there's cultural impact, you know, in this revelation as well, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are so many changes that have taken place. If you look at the media that we paid attention to before and the media we pay attention to after, that's changed. You look at the relationships that people had before and after, that's changed. You look at the businesses that we now interact with and that we trade with, that's changed because of some of the stands that businesses have taken. How much trust or how little trust we have in government, and particular government leaders, has changed. Even what church people go to has changed, because there were a lot of churches that stayed open a lot, but a lot more that closed down when the government told them to close down. That's changed the way that a lot of people think about their churches, about faith, how they're being exposed to faith ideas. Major shifts have taken place all along the way.
Well, you say from the most basic of what's happening, I'd probably say within families, even in neighborhoods, friends, associations, all this has been altered because of what happened with COVID. And I think, is there, you know, I would still think, George, that maybe some people are still trying to figure this out, because, you know, this is really something that happened in such a way that you cannot be laissez-faire about it. I mean, it definitely had a direct altering effect that you could not resist.
Yeah, if we weren't divided as a nation before the pandemic, we certainly are now. And you're exactly right, Bill. I mean, people are looking at all of this and say, wait a minute, the choices there that other people are making are radically affecting my life. And so I've got to be more aggressive, more aware, better informed, and to take a stand on things that previously I didn't think I had to take a stand on. So in that sense, the post-pandemic life is a heavier life, in the sense that we've got to be more integrated into what's going on around us. We sleptwalked through a lot of what took place earlier, and now we realize when we do that, sometimes it's to our detriment.
Yeah. I mean, and people are saying, wait a minute, he lied to us. You know, whether it's Dr. Fauci, whether it's celebrities, people that we trusted, we would turn on our TVs on the weekends to watch them participate in sports or entertain us. And we're going, whoa, what happened? I mean, how could they surrender their own integrity to this government and this prevailing force to, you know, tell us something that's not true? I mean, for example, in Florida, the attorney general or the surgeon general for Florida came out and took a stand and said, we're not going to inoculate young men anymore because the percentages of them dying is through the roof. I mean, the numbers, like 84% of young men, he goes, we don't vaccinate people that don't need it, and certainly that's killing them. So the state of Florida took a stand against this. So again, this is rocking, you know, even the citizens of Florida, not to mention around the country, that are seeing. You know, they told us, say, follow the science. Look at the data. Here's the data. It doesn't comport with what Dr. Fauci and the government had to say, but it is something that you cannot deny. And in the higher interest to protect particularly young males in the state of Florida, the Surgeon General says, no, we're not participating in that.
Yeah, and I think one of the lessons that's come out of the whole pandemic period is we've got to go back to common sense.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we used to talk about this thing that we called the sniff test. You know, if it doesn't smell right, it probably isn't right. We gave that up for a long time because things were just cruising along and we were having a good time and we're in charge of our own destiny and blah, blah, blah. But now what we're being exposed to is a greater understanding of, let's say, for instance, as you're addressing, the selective research, the selective release of data, where the government will put out information that works with its spin on reality, but doesn't really comport to what's actually happening. You can do that in a culture where there's no absolute moral truth, where you make up your own truth and you expect everybody else to fall in line with it. But Americans, I think, increasingly are waking up and saying, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
People are being hurt. I'm being hurt. My family's being hurt. I know that's not the case. And so the sad part is our levels of trust are consistently declining. And we don't know who, if anybody, we can trust. Unfortunately, that includes churches, because churches have been guilty of a lot of that as well. What does all this come back to? Something that most Americans are loath to admit, which is that human beings are not good. We're sinners.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're in a church, you're in the government, you're in the local school, doesn't matter where. That's who we all are, and we've got to understand the implications, the broad, inescapable implications of that sin nature, and come to grips with it.
Well, George, as you say, it's first of all, it's so pervasive. I mean, it is allowed to permeate every aspect of our culture. And it's also, even in the face of this information that's coming out, as you say, the government puts it their own spin to, you know, cover their own back ends on this sort of thing and to kind of limit, their liability, whether we're talking about pharmaceuticals or, you know, political leaders and the sort. But here it is. It's nonstop, because even after that, here they are now wanting to change the genders of our young people.
Yeah, and part of the sadness of all of this is when you look at it, this is a government that's running the nation on the basis of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the litigiousness of this administration, you know, taking on everybody and anybody who doesn't fall in line immediately, you know, they're hoping that people remain so scared of lawsuits and lawyers and the courts. And I mean, in people's defense, yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Courts aren't reliable because now you have ideologues wearing robes sitting up on the bench. Rather than following the law, they're pushing ideologies. And so the whole thing has just become such a mess. But in point of fact, the bottom line is, yeah, this is what happened when man is in charge rather than God.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't
put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez, and we're back with George Barna as we're talking about this latest study. We wanted to address first the cultural impact that this post-pandemic study is revealing to us, a combination of real-life experience in terms of the cultural impact. George, the thing is that happens when we do, you know, rely on our own eyes and our own emotions, it becomes all about feelings and perceptions. The truth is rendered useless, and it's cast aside at a grave expense. And this is where we come in, you know, with the spiritual aspect, because God says that we must come to Him in spirit and in truth. That's how we can connect, and I think this is what is setting into motion this, in a sense, I call it a small revival that will grow into a greater revival as people, you know, as the pain increases, because the pain is inescapable. You know, there is pain here in River City, and it will continue to increase. And with that increase, we will find a higher level of desperation. With a higher level of desperation, you will get the response of a greater revival, I believe.
Well, I hope that's true. One of the concerns that I have is that when we look at the changes that take place after the pandemic kind of shut down, if you will, among them are the fact that now you've got fewer people who say they're deeply committed to practicing their religious faith. You know, not surprisingly, you've got fewer people going to church services, fewer people reading the Bible, fewer people acknowledging their sins and asking for God's forgiveness during the course of a week. But even among born-again Christians, I mean, we saw two incredibly dramatic changes. One was a 35 percentage point decrease in the percentage of people who are born again, not calling themselves born again, But people who say that when they die, they know they'll go to heaven only because they've confessed their sins and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. That particular group, no matter what they call themselves, we categorize them as born again. Mm-hmm. And we found a 35-point drop among those people who said they are deeply committed to practicing their religious faith. Now, that, plus a lot of these other things that we don't have time to go into probably, are suggesting to me that as people looked for the religious community, for religious leaders, religious institutions, and religious people to be adding strength to their life when they were struggling, when they were feeling weak during the pandemic, they weren't getting it. And that's caused them to question, yeah, does faith really even matter that much? And so you see a rise in things like, you know, people saying, yeah, human life is not sacred. There really is no purpose to life. These types of issues. So, yeah, I hope that we're going to reach that place of crisis in our life where we say, you know, Jesus really is the only answer. I've tried everything else. Mm-hmm. My friends have tried everything else. Nobody's getting anywhere. Let's go back to Jesus.
Is Jesus calling the church a bit in a sense that, look, he created the institution. He's the chief executive officer of the church. And if the church fails to do and live up to its mission, it's as if he's, you know, declaring to the fig tree once again that's not producing its righteous fruit, you know, that it's useless and shouldn't be even taking up space.
Yeah, you know, and let me go back to something that you said, because that was interesting. You know, he created the institution. You know, I love you to death, but I would argue with you that Jesus didn't create any institution. What Jesus created was a family of people who he called to love each other, to behave differently with each other, to support and encourage and uplift each other. But, you know, it was interesting to me, because I've done a lot of study on this, he didn't create an organization. You know, he had friends, he had relationships, he had family, but he didn't start a competing temple. He didn't start the local church as we know it today. Mm-hmm. What he did, you know, he said, you know, obey my principles, love one another, produce fruit, love me more than anything else, be willing to submit to my agenda, surrender everything you own. Those are the marks of a disciple. But he never said, you know, and you must belong to this synagogue, this church, this group, this anything. And so I think, you know, today maybe we've gotten in this mindset of looking at this huge culture that we have where we are run by institutions, government institutions, educational institutions, business institutions, religious institutions, you know, all these different types, and we wait for them to lead us. And I think we've lost sight of the fact you said, no, this is you and me, you and me. And so let's go back to the basic principles. I'm going to give you the strength through the Holy Spirit that I'm going to embed within you. And if you will allow that Spirit to guide you, you will be successful. You won't be successful when you rise to a position in the institution. Yeah. You won't be successful when the institution gives you an award for something you accomplished. You'll be successful when you recognize you're a sinner, you are broken of your sin, and you're willing to surrender everything to be my follower.
George, I agree with you, because what I have studied in terms of institutions, these are man-made, and they get corrupt quite quickly, because then it becomes about the institution and not the mission, not the purpose. And Jesus was clear that we were to take the gospel message to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. That is our mission. And along the way, and I think maybe we've misinterpreted in thinking that Jesus was talking about these religious entities that were against him to begin with. You know, as even my son here recently, he said to me, Dad, I hate religion. I said, well, so did Jesus. You know, so you're in good company.
Right,
but I think that maybe we have, in our own human terms, have interpreted these church buildings to be what you know, what Jesus wanted us to do somehow, that somehow we had to, you know, we had to create our own little towers of Babel. And I don't mean to be, you know, sacrilegious about it, but in a sense, we set up our own things, to your point. And in the process, we end up compromising the mission, and we think, okay, that all things God are supposed to remain in, you know, somehow within four walls. When that wasn't it at all, Jesus didn't say, hey, create a building, right? Or create denominations.
Yeah, and that's one of the interesting things about the pandemic to me, is that so many millions of Christians in America have been waiting for the local church to lead, to provide something for them that gives them direction and strength, etc. And yet, that's not happening. Why not? Because that's really not what they can do. You know, it's up to each of us to recognize God wants to use me. He wants to work through me. Yes, he wants me to work in cooperation with other believers. Yes, he wants me to have unity with other believers. But he gave me a calling. He gave me gifts and skills and resources, experiences, relationships, all kinds of things, so that I am a spiritual warrior, ready to go out and do God's bidding on the spiritual battlefield of America. I don't need a local, I don't need, you know, orders, marching orders from a local church. If I wait for that, I may wind up sitting in my bedroom the rest of my life. Yeah. You know, it's up to me to have that deep relationship with God that's so intense and so has such a sense of urgency, but also intimacy, that I know who he made me to be, I know why he made me, and I know what he's calling me to do, and I love him enough, and I trust him enough, that I'm willing to go and do it. And I'd love for it to be through my local church, I'd love for my local church to bless it, be part of it, but I can't wait for that organization to figure out how to make everybody inside the walls happy. The war has taken place outside the walls.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And there needs to be that sense of urgency right now as the time draweth nigh, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, you look at what's happening with America spiritually. You look at the choices that we're making as a nation. And sometimes it's just the choice to be passive. Jesus had so many incredible qualities. One of them was that he was the most loving guy on earth, but he was not passive.
No,
he took action. He said what needed to be said. He did what needed to be done. And, you know, it wasn't always something that made people feel warm and fuzzy, but it was the right thing to do. That's our leader. That's our model.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, people, you know, based on our conversation right now, may be challenged by what you shared. But I believe that is the gospel message, is that we are to, you know, take it upon ourselves, put it on our own shoulders and go make that happen instead of waiting, you know, for the church. Because how many, you go to a church, how many church meetings do you got to have before you even get to the pastor to be able to even share your idea? Whereas in the meantime, you know, people are being lost.
Yeah, you know, and it kind of reminds me of that old saying. I think it goes, you know, that Jesus came to, you know, conflict the comforted, the comfortable, and to comfort the conflicted, you know, that type of thing. It's like he's not here just to make us happy, make us feel good. You know, that's not why we exist. If we're ready to serve the Lord, we have to understand that, yeah, we are going to help some people to feel comforted. But a lot of times we're going to stir the pot as well, just like Jesus did.
Amen. George Barna, talking about the new study. It's the first post-pandemic study that found significant changes in religious beliefs and behaviors of U.S. adults. George Barna, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you. God bless.
You too, Bill. Thanks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.